This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Oregon lawmakers will gather in Salem for a month-long session next week. Governor Kate Brown and legislators previewed the short session this week. KLCC's Salem correspondent Chris Lehman joins us. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rachel.
What do lawmakers hope to accomplish in this session?
Well, Democrats and Republicans both have agenda items that sound fairly familiar. They want to increase economic opportunities for Oregonians and to make sure the state budget is on track. You know, there are several proposals that come up each legislative session relating to jobs and so forth. So we're going to hear a lot of those. They've also talked about some transparency issues. They're going to change rules in the House and Senate to make it more clear who is proposing amendments and that sort of thing. But this 5-week session doesn't leave a lot of room to hash out issues in depth. Basically, any bill that's going to pass has to get through the first chamber in the first 2 weeks. So it's the time frame to get things done is really fast.
And some of these are big issues, like, for instance, raising the statewide minimum wage. That's a proposal from the Democrats. And why not wait for next year's session for some of these bigger items?
Well, the answer to that varies depending on the subject matter. For instance, the minimum wage was discussed at length during the last full-length legislative session and ultimately did not pass. After that happened, a couple of groups decided to put initiatives on the ballot. They're currently gathering signatures. It's not clear whether they'll be successful in getting those on the ballot. But lawmakers are saying, hey, if we pass something that is maybe a little bit more palatable to the business community, maybe that'll head off the initiative campaigns in the fall. That's the rationale that they're using to address that issue at this time.
I understand Republicans are already complaining that the majority Democrats are trying to push through their agenda during this short session without enough public involvement. It sounds like they might have a point.
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, because for things like the minimum wage, there were a number of public hearings last year. They will certainly have a public hearing on it this time. That being said, due to the compressed time frame, committees don't have to publish their agendas, you know, until just the day before, and in some cases, just an hour before they meet. So unless you're a lobbyist who gets paid to stand around the Capitol building waiting for these things to happen, it's unlikely that you'll have any meaningful chance to come down to the Capitol from Portland, Eugene, or Pendleton, or Klamath Falls, or where have you, to come and testify. So this is really the kind of session where the paid lobbyists take a much bigger role, because they're the ones who are here to react to things. That being said, every bill that passes will, in fact, have a public hearing of some sort at some point in time, and all of those documents are posted online. So those types of transparency rules do apply. It's just the time frame is very compressed.
Governor Kate Brown says she's going to try to appropriate state funds to pay for the occupation of the Malheur Refuge. Is she hoping the feds will pay Oregon back?
Certainly. She's been making that case that this is a federal facility out there, and that the costs associated with it for Oregon State Police, as well as the Harney County Sheriff's Department, that she says that those should be reimbursed by the federal government. Despite it taking place in the state of Oregon, it's a federal facility. Whether the federal government will ultimately do that remains to be seen, naturally. But in the short term, these agencies that are dealing with that have costs associated with this occupation, whether it's hotel rooms and per diem type things, or whether it's the actual fuel that they're using, or overtime that law enforcement members are earning right now. Those are costing an estimated $100,000 per week. And as the situation is escalating, then those costs will naturally go up as more law enforcement people arrive there. The governor talked about $500,000 as an appropriation, but she did say that that was a rough estimate so far. That number could certainly go up. And in terms of whether Congress repays the money back to the state of Oregon, again, that probably won't be known for a few months.
Chris Lehman is KLCC's Salem correspondent. Lawmakers gather Monday at the Capitol for their 35-day session. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.